friends, call us Indy 101.5. Live from Hamilton.
Steel City Music.
The Cosmos, Chris Bell. You're hanging out with Gunnar here on Steel City Music. The show is about what's going on in the greater Hamilton area, events from all kinds of culture, interviews, all that stuff. But on this episode, I'm just going to spin some music. I just feel like that. I think it might be the fact that it's summer outside, and I feel like going on like a little dreamscape kind of thing where I'm just escape, really. With the old 70s, trinkle of 80s, and some Bob Mould in there. But different types of pop music from Canada and international. So there you go. That's just my vibe, right? So in this first set, and they're going to be long sets. I'm going to do like about a half hour set, each one. So I was listening to some different music out in the yard, doing some stuff, you know, and getting lost in the whole... memories of my past, touring with bands, friends who've passed away, all those things. So I might be in a bit of a melancholy mood, but the music doesn't totally reflect all of that. So there you go. Oh, also, just to switch gears for a second if I can. Ah, there's the lawnmowers. I was worried that the people with the lawnmowers wouldn't start their lawnmowers outside my window. And yet, there it is. And the giant truck coming to get all the garbage. Amazing. Awesome. Can you feel it? Can you feel the rumble? Can you hear the rumble? There it is. It's Hamilton. It's just one big rumble. New website's up. Well, old website, but yeah, I guess new website. SteelCityMusic.ca is back up on the web. So if you go there, you'll find some shows that are worth noting and some interviews that I've been doing in the past if you want to listen to them again or if you missed it. You can click on those as well. Shoot me an email. The contacts there are jamie@steelcitymusic.ca. And, you know, we can do some recording in regards to your music, some interviews, some promo, your event, charity organization, all those fun things. But yeah, so there you go. The show is pre-recorded for the month of July. Then I'll go back to doing live shows in August. I got to take off for a little while in July. I got to do some stuff. I actually get to go on vacation, so I'm kind of stoked about that. Actually, when you're hearing this, I'm going to be on vacation, standing next to the salty water of Newfoundland. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Enough about me. Let's get to some music. In this set of music, you're going to hear some Big Star. Okay? We'll put that in. Well, we did play Chris Bell, so why not play some Big Star as well? The Jam, In the City. Such a great track. Joe Jackson, I'm the Man. Miracle Bra with I'm in Love. The Poppies, If She Cries. And here's that Bob Mould reference from Sugar, If I Can Change Your Mind. Todd Rundgren with I Saw the Light. Still haven't read the Todd Rundgren biography that Paul Myers wrote. I got to get to that. Tom Petty, I Need to Know. But starting things off, the great band out of Chicago, Cheap Trick. I can't take it. They're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
Steel City Music.
Change your mind and
Big Star Action. I love that track. Always makes me think of that 70s show that came out. They're supposed to be doing another one called in the 90s show. Most of the original cast are coming back, except for the ones that are in jail. But, you know, we'll just leave that alone. All right. Oh, I don't know what's the deal here. I've been thinking a lot about touring. The summer brings it on. I always think that I'm back in the van or on the bus And I get hit with all these memories of shows with different bands and people that I met. And it's almost like I'm at that stage in my life now where it's like, I don't want to work in a day job here anymore. I just want to find a job where I travel. That's it. I just want to get up. You know, and I still want to do the radio show, of course. I mean, I can do this on the road. I got the gear. You know, I can just do it. But it's just this sort of longing to escape. It might be the fact that we've been in lockdown for 2 years. Could be. But this feeling has been coming on for a while. So I feel that I need a big change. Do you get like that? Do you sometimes get hit with that every so often? You know, when you're just, everything's going cool, everything's great, and all of a sudden you're like, ah, I think I need to blow this up a little bit. Is that like a thing, something that you maybe never acknowledged in your life, where like maybe it's like an issue that you never honed in on earlier on and said, you know, and maybe I got to fix this, and then you just deal with it later on in life? I don't know. Could be. I'm just guessing here. Maybe I've been reading too much on the internet. Who knows? But anyway, I'm just letting you know. I mean, this is how I feel sometimes. And when it gets summer like this, I'm like, I got this longing of like, okay, I want to travel. I want to get going. I need to move. There's always this thing where I didn't feel right after coming off the road all those years. I mean, everyone's like, oh yeah, we need a break. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm exhausted. And then, you know, about 2 days in, sometime around like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm like, should we be doing sound check right now? I know it's weird, eh? You're like, oh my God, shouldn't I be hearing the kick drum? Shouldn't I be hearing a sound man complain about the board? Like, what's wrong here? These are all things when you tour manage, you know? Where's the singer? Shouldn't I be out looking for the singer? I got to find every bookshop and record store in town to find out where the singer went so he doesn't miss sound check. Yeah, it's weird. It's a really weird vibe. Whatever. All right, so this whole show is just some pop music, a mix of over the decades. So why don't we get to that? I'll let me tell you what we got coming up in this set. All right. Da-da-da-da-da-da. As he scrolls through the whole thing here. Man, you'd think I'd have this laid out a little bit better on my screens here. Come on, man. What'd you do? Where'd you put it? Oh, okay. So this... Okay. All right. Stop it. Silly man. Am I spinning that? I guess I am spinning that. I forgot I put that in. Badfinger. Just a Chance. That's crazy. I forgot I put that in the set. How could you forget Badfinger? Oh, Grim Reaper. Judy French. Amazing band. The Bangles doing their cover of Jet Fighter. And of course, Toronto/Hamilton, The Nines, Jennifer Smiles from the early 90s. I remember having this song on a cassette and I just warbled it. I played it so much. Just warbled the heck out of it. The Odds, Matthew Sweet. But starting things off in this set... You Know Them, You Love Them. They were just on tour in Europe with the Hamilton's Own Basement Revolver, opening up 12 shows, I believe. And coming around again, the Lemonheads. You're back in the van, Gunner, with the Killjoys. Into Your Arms on Steel City Music.
Steel City Music.
Is also sort of
a lot of people you find when you write
you just want a little bit of fear. I mean, sort of like sex.
You live around Jekyll's Field, why don't you tell us, Miss Case?
I think the colors in that are all very old, more grays and whites more than the greens and yellows, except for America. It's like the British are going back to the Americans' New York scene, Humphrey Bogart, you know, back in the early, and the Americans are going to colorful punk years, very violent years, and turning them colors on their t-shirt, like violence, like red is typical.
Tanks go too slow. Airplanes flying at listening to CIOI.
Indy 101.5. Hamilton's home for alternative.
Steel City Music.
Standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind.